بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation on the book of fasting, and we have reached hadith number 190. In this hadith, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان يكون علي الصوم من رمضان فما أستطيع أن أقضي إلا في شعبان. حديث 190. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت narrated عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, sometimes I missed some days of Ramadan but could not fast in lieu of them except in the month of Sha'ban. And the month of Sha'ban is the month preceding Ramadan. And Yahya, a sub-narrator of this narration, said she used to be busy serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was saying that I could not fast it. And she reasoned why, as in the sub-narration, that she was busy, mashghula, busy with the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. She used to be busy serving him. This hadith has many benefits in it. First, it indicates that making up Ramadan is not necessarily, making up days from Ramadan is not necessarily to be done immediately. Rather, it can be deferred all the way to Sha'ban. So therefore, the general statement of Allah in the Quran, whoever of you is, من كان منكم مريضا, whoever of you is ill or on a journey, then he can make up فَعِدَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then he can make up these days from other days. In principle it is, and whoever is on ill on a journey, the same number of days which he did not fast, he must make up from other days. And in principle, this statement of Allah here is that it's to be done immediately. However, the evidence we just cited indicates that the command is not to be immediate, meaning the make-up indicates that it can be deferred. However, it is better to hasten to make up. This is evident, in fact, from Aisha's statement when she gave the excuse. She said, the narrator said, she used to be busy serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also because she said, I could not fast. So therefore, what is understood from the narration, that the one who is able, then it is better for him to hasten. Whoever is able, then it is better for him to hasten. Why? Because this is hastening to do good, and also such hastening is better in terms of freeing one's responsibility. And since the person does not know what may occur to him, and also delaying it may have some defects in there, because a person may forget. So therefore, any person who does not have an excuse, then it is better for him to hasten to make up the fasting because of these reasons. طيب الحمد لله. The next benefit it is forbidden to delay the making up of missed days in Ramadan till after the next Ramadan. Why? Because Aisha set Sha'ban as the limit. She said, I could not fast it except in Sha'ban. And had it been permissible to delay it beyond Sha'ban, then she would have done so. From the benefits also is that a person who is considered as an example should give the reason or the excuse if he does something which is not fitting to be delayed, like in this case. But when there is an excuse, then he should present the excuse, since he is or she is an example, especially if they do that which should not be done, or should do, in fact they should do that which is more fitting. In case they don't, then they should present an excuse, because if they are examples to be followed, then that is very, very relevant. But also, this is important in order to ward off any ill opinions about the person, and also so that people don't follow him on that. The next benefit in this hadith is the permissibility to say Ramadan without adding the title month of Ramadan. And as to the report, don't say Ramadan because Ramadan is from the names of Allah, this is fabricated. This is fabricated. In this hadith, there are some problems. The hadith is problematic from the following angles. From the hadith, it is apparent that she, Aisha, did not fast the optional fasts. This is what's apparent from the narration. It may be said that she did the optional fasts, but if there came a reason, then she would break the fast. This is mentioned because the Prophet ﷺ used to fast 3 days of each month, so it is possible that she used to fast with him, or fasts the Mondays and Thursdays. However, with respect to the 6 days of Sha'ban, of Shawwal, which follows Ramadan, we can be certain and decisive that she did not fast them. Why? Because we know that she understands the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever fasts Ramadan then follows it with 6 of Shawwal, then it is as if he has fasted the entire year. And now we know that she knows that she cannot be called that she fasted Ramadan. It is obvious from her wording. Could not fast except in the month of Sha'ban. So it's obvious that she didn't fast therefore Shawwal, because she knows only those who fast the month of Ramadan would fast the 6 days of Shawwal, which comes next. And since she didn't fast Ramadan, because she is telling us here that she had days missed from Ramadan, And therefore, she knows that she cannot be considered as one who had fasted Ramadan. And therefore, from this we conclude that she didn't fast the 6 days of Shawwal. Is that clear? Next. It is possible that she could not make these days during the times when the Prophet ﷺ was fasting, like the days, the white days of each month, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. How can we respond to this possibility? We say that it is possible that these, yes, exactly. This could meet her menses. Yes. This is one. Second, the fasting, the voluntary fast, does not prevent the husband to enjoy his wife. So it is possible, it is permissible rather, to invalidate his fasting and have intercourse with his wife in the optional fasting. And that's why one day when the Prophet ﷺ entered upon Aisha and said, "Hal indakum shay?" Is there anything, meaning food to eat? She said no. He said, "Qala inni idhan sa'im." So therefore I am fasting. Then on another day, another occasion, he came and said, "Hal indakum shay?" Do you have anything? Meaning to eat. She said, "Uhdiya ilayna hais," a kind of food called hais was sent to us as a gift. He said, "Show it to me." And on that day, he already began his day fasting. When she showed it to him, he broke his fast and he ate. So therefore, what from this we conclude? That it is possible in the voluntary fast that to break the fast in the optional and the voluntary one. Third, if someone says, "Well, Aisha is one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she has one of the days, so shouldn't she be able to fast on the days when it's not her day? You understand? Possible. Someone could say this. Why she did? She shouldn't. Right? The answer. The Prophet ﷺ did not. There is no day that passed except that he revolved and went all over his wives. Right? Authentic narration. So that's the answer. Irrelevant. So therefore she wouldn't be able, right? طيب. Someone may say, "Well, couldn't she then make up when he goes for travel, for a journey, and he's in a journey or in a conquest and the like?" The answer, yes. This is possible.